Faint Heart Never Kissed a Pig by Anne Drysdale.
Introduction. Hag House was about a quarter of a mile from the road down a drive. It was towards the end of October, but the sun was shining and there was warmth in it. My elder son Andrew's hair glowed an incredible shade of red as he got out of the car to open the gate. It was like a beacon that led us into the yard as he ran ahead of us, and we joined him outside the door and looked up. We saw an amazingly angular house of grey stone, like a hollow brick standing on its edge. It was adrift on a raft of concrete, amid a tangle of seeding nettles and fading bracken. An orchard, full of an awesome abundance of small black plums. Three small sheds, each with its own little yard, awaiting occupation. The whole place was waiting. It sat halfway down a gentle valley, looking, as its lucky occupants would look, down a green field, over a noisy river, and up again, to a huge purple hill, whose colours had run together into an amalgam of honey and wine that you could almost taste. We stood in the patch of sunlight and looked. To the left, a beech wood above the river. To the right, little empty homesteads on the side of the hill, waiting to be explored. Above, a tangled meadow with a stream that hastened through a hazel copse and detoured thoughtfully to linger in the garden before it went its inevitable way to the river. And all around were curious eyes. Rabbits poised for flight. Pheasants, with happy memories of the gamekeeper who had lived there before, who didn't see any reason to draw back. Cattle, who left their serious search for the last dregs of goodness in the autumn grass to gather.